Another trial, I will put it out there that I'm eagerly looking for the results, is with the drug called lurbinectedin, which has completed a phase III trial, and we are looking for results. What they had reported in a single-arm study was the combination of lurbinectedin and anthracycline resulted in a median PFS of approximately 1 year in the second-line setting. So that's very interesting, and we're looking forward to that.
What kind of drug is that?
Lurbinectedin is basically a toxin which inhibits DNA elongation.
So it's a cytotoxic agent?
It's like trabectedin, except that it basically, I believe, prevents nuclear elongation or DNA elongation as cells go through division.
What about so-called Rova-T in small cell? What is it and where is it?
Rova-T is an antibody drug conjugate. It targets this receptor called DLL3. And by using the antibody conjugate against DLL3, which is overexpressed in a good percentage of small cell lung cancer, the hope was to achieve tumor reduction. When we saw the first set of data with Rova-T, the response rate in tumors that were expressing DLL3 was close to 40%, which was highly encouraging. But more recently, as they have larger cohorts of patients, that response rate came down to about 20%. So the enthusiasm for Rova-T has taken a hit because of that. And more recently, we heard press release that one of the trials that compared Rova-T to topotecan was stopped by the DSMC, suggesting there was no evidence of benefit there. So I think the future of Rova-T is still up in the air. There are some toxicity issues with the drug, mainly in the form of skin toxicity and effusions, pleural peritoneal effusions that can cause problems for patients. So I would say Rova-T is very much still a drug under study.
So let me just clarify, though, in terms of where you are with checkpoint inhibitors in small cell. You said that chemo plus atezolizumab is your first-line therapy. In patients who don't get that first line, do you use checkpoint inhibitors?
At this point, the drug is not approved, Neil. So what I was going to clarify is when the drug is available, that would be my first line.
This is what you'd like to
I would
do.
like to do. Once patient progress on chemo alone and have not received a checkpoint inhibitor, I don't think single agent checkpoint inhibition is going to be very helpful for those patients. We've seen very little responses, and the PFS data have been dismal. So that's not an approach that I would take.
What's your vision for the biology of small cell cancer, particularly as it relates to the immune system, but also in terms of genomic alterations?
That's the big question. We know that these patients have a number of mutations. We see MYC gene alterations, we see PIK3CA mutations. Schlafen-11 is another player in that space. Whether we can bring in targeted agents specific for those genomic abnormalities has been in question. We don't have a good mechanism right now to study it. There is no lung map equivalent in small cell lung cancer that'll answer those specific questions. One example is Aurora kinase inhibition was being studied, and even though overall results were not positive, if you just look at patients with MYC gene alteration, there seemed to be benefit with Aurora kinase inhibition. PARP inhibition, again, with chemotherapy in the small cell setting, was related with the Schlafen-11 status. So I think there is a need to study those combinations. With immunotherapy moving to the front line, we're going to be asking this question in the second line more and more, because once they progress on chemo plus PD-L1 inhibition, what do we do for those patients? Well, topotecan, but is there something better than that we can do?
What's the immunologic profile of small cell? You think about the smoker and a lot of genomic damage, but what's the tumor mutation burden and PD-L1 levels that you see?
So when we look at the tumor mutation burden graph, small cell has among the highest tumor mutation burden. However, PD-L1 expression seems to be lower in patients with small cell lung cancer or occurs at a lower frequency compared to non-small cell lung cancer. We clearly know that there are other players beyond PD-L1 and TMB, but there isn't any obvious marker that's out there beyond that at this point.
Interesting.